morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the program. I wanted to begin by taking a couple of minutes to both introduce myself, but also introduce what's on offer here and make a few suggestions for how to get the most out of yourself as you go through the program, but also how to get the most out of the program. And in order to sort of explain what I do, if you don't know what I do, for over 25 years, I've been a coach. I've been called a success coach, a life coach, an annoying coach, a transformative coach. But what I essentially do is I help people get more out of themselves, and I help them get more out of their lives. And that's really the purpose of this program. It's not to tell you what you should want to create. It's not to tell you what success should mean to you. It's just to give you what you need to kind of show you what you've already got that's going to make the whole process of creating what you want in the world simpler, more enjoyable, and help you get more consistent results. And from the beginning, from the very first coaching session I ever did, there were really two questions at the heart of any client I worked with. And the first was, what do you want to create? What is it that you want to create in the world? What are the results that you would like to see in your life? And then the second question was just, what stops you? And we're going to be exploring what stops you throughout the program. And I'm going to kind of spoiler alert here. What stops you isn't what you think stops you. But we'll get there as we go through the various sessions of the program. For this first session, I just wanted to share with you sort of three things that I've learned from experience, from working with thousands of clients over the years, that are helpful, that you will find will let you relax into this, and as a result of relaxing into this, get more out of this. And the first is, as best you can, what you're listening for is insight, not information. Now, let me explain what I mean by insight. Insight is when you get that kind of like, oh, of course, I get it. Or when you sometimes have that, oh, I can't believe I didn't see that before I saw it. Or sometimes it's what I call a Charlton Heston insight. Where you're like, oh my God. And those insights, all three, the sort of simple, oh, I get it, the kind of oh, and the Charlton Heston moments, that's what you're listening for. And all three of those come from inside you. So I'm just sort of an environment for you to have insight in. I'm going to be sharing all sorts of things with you that I know from experience people find useful as they're exploring how to create what they want and what gets in the way. But ultimately, what you're going to get from this program is what you see for yourself. And what you see for yourself is going to come from inside you. That's why I'm not going to stop you from taking notes, but I kind of encourage you not to. Because all you can write down on the whole is the information that I share. And the information is not the important bit of this conversation. What you keep from this is what you see for yourself, what you hear for yourself as we go through it. So that's the first thing, listening for that inner wisdom more than my great ideas from the outside. Now, the second thing that is going to be really helpful, and this sounds counterintuitive to most people, is listen for what's true, not what you think might help you. So I've just been talking about it being helpful, but actually, what I'm going to be pointing to throughout this program are some fundamental truths about how the mind works and about how life works. And to the extent that you see what's true, you don't have to remember it, you don't have to think about it, you don't have to practice it. You just start to notice it because it's already true. So it's if you've ever seen Wile E. Coyote chase the Roadrunner off a cliff, and unlike in real life, gravity doesn't kick in until he looks down. Well, we all know gravity doesn't work that way. We all know that gravity is always on. It's working whether you know it or not. It's working whether you think about it or not. It's working whether you like it or not. And it's working whether you believe in it or not. Well, the things we're going to be talking about in the program are like gravity. They're fundamental. They're already true. They've always been true. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to start to notice it more because we're talking about it, because we're looking at it because we're pointing to it. And it turns out that it does something for people when they see what's really going on. It takes a whole lot off of their minds. It makes it a lot easier to just show up and respond to what shows up. And that kind of points to the third thing, the third sort of helpful tip, for lack of a better way of putting it. Let this come to you. You don't have to go after this. You don't have to chase this down. You don't have to, okay, I got to figure this out. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to do it. You really can just sit back and listen and let it come to you. And when I ask questions, and I'll ask questions throughout the program, take time to reflect. You don't have to come up with an answer. See what answer comes to you. And if you do that, even if you have to turn off the program and go for a walk, turn off the program and leave it and come back to it later, you're going to get so much more by doing that than trying to push through and plow through and be a good student and figure it all out in real time. So those are the three. Those are the only three things I really kind of want to offer you. Listen for insight, for your own insight, a sight from within, not just the information. Don't listen for what you think might help you with your problem or help you reach your goal. Listen for what's true. And whatever you see about what's true is what's going to help you with your problem and help you with your goal. And finally, relax. Let it come to you. You don't have to get this all in one go. I've designed this program so that each session comes at the same basic ideas in a different way. So if you don't understand it in one session, you might understand it in the next. If you've listened to a bunch of sessions and it sounds like I'm talking about different things, maybe it'll be the session after that where it all comes together. And you see that really, through this whole program, I'm just talking about one or two basic truths about what it is to be human and how we work. You ever seen a movie where the coach has the team gathered around and he kind of shouts at them, "Come on, kids, show me what you're made of." And that's always sort of a call to courage, for their grit, for their will, for their strength of character to come to the fore. Well, as a coach, when I ask somebody to show me what they're made of, I'm actually looking for something a little bit more than that. I'm actually asking somebody if they can find inside them that part of them that's more than just thought and will and grit and courage, that place in them that is the infinite creative potential of the entire universe. Now that sounds incredibly grandiose, but I always imagine that if we could do a Scooby-Doo thing and kind of pull off the mask, that what you'd see behind that isn't a tougher version of you. It's actually something that is so much bigger than any of us can really imagine. What we'd actually see is the creative potential of the entire universe. Now, all I want you to do before you start the next session is sit with that idea. I'm not asking you to agree with it. I'm not asking you to disagree with it. I'm not asking you to come up with the physics argument or the biology argument for or against it. I'm asking you to just sit with the idea, what if who we really are, who you really are, is the infinite creative potential of the entire universe? And when you get a feel for what that might be, then you're ready to start the next session.